This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese, to another episode. Swigs, Jix, and Goose, your favorite hood opinion piece. I just want to go ahead and say thank you for all the new subscribers. Don't forget to hit the bell so y'all can be the first one to know when we drop some hot shit. New format, same podcast, same procrastinating motherfuckers. I'll bleep that out because, you know, YouTube don't like that in the first 30 seconds.
You heard they retroactively changed the rules?
In regards to YouTube? They reverted back to old stuff?
Cursing, like they started demonetizing people and striking people for cursing now.
This shit is PBS now.
Well, we gotta talk with a soft, slow tone.
We all gotta speak like we're on Sesame Street.
One person who's no longer on YouTube, who hasn't been on YouTube for a while, is Crowder. And
he's still there. He's still making videos on YouTube. He just made a response video.
Those are more response videos. We're talking more of his daily show. And how people got used to having a good conservative outlet that they can go to weekly and get some good informative information that's direct and to the point.
Was it always only Crowder?
But I think out of everyone who's conservative, his style and the way he delivered his news was best over all of them that are available, in my opinion.
I disagree, but I concur.
Who would you say is better?
Who would you say is comparable or better?
I like Jordan Peterson. I like what's his name too.
He been tripping. He showed support. He showed support via a tweet. And he took it down.
I like Charlie Kirk too. I fuck with Charlie Kirk too.
You heard that?
Mark Dice.
JP threw an opinion on Twitter, and then took it down. I wonder if the DW had something to do with that.
What did he say?
I can't remember it verbatim, but it was in support of Crowder.
You think Crowder did the right thing?
I think what he did was controversial, but I also feel like it needed to be done to shed light on bad business practices. That's just my opinion.
Who is this man going to sign with that's not going to...
Try that on him.
I think that's the whole point of what he's talking about. That's why he's doing what he's doing. To point out, that's exactly his obstacle at the moment and has been his obstacle. And he's solely relying now on his mug club investors to keep funding him so he could keep making
content. You know what else is a weird aspect to this? The Blaze, after he left the Blaze, they didn't even give him his official numbers. They even tried to keep his email list to the point where he had to reestablish an email list. That's shady, bro.
That's business. Of course it is. I take what you let me take.
Exactly. That's my point. I'm going to call niggas out for trying to sneak shot me. Some sneaky shit. I don't agree. So then, in other words, if your response is that's business, my response to that is, nigga, that's bad business. And I'm not doing business with you next time. That's my response. Yeah.
I don't know.
You're already leaving. Wait. That's my point. That's the business aspect of it. If you're leaving, I dig it.
So if you're leaving
and I attempt to keep stuff that you had from our network or from whatever you sign to, I'm going to try to keep it to make revenue off of it. And if you don't say anything, then I'm going to continue to make revenue off of it. That's just how it is.
I dig it. I'm good with those business practices. I feel like that's the point Crowd is trying to make. Like, that's grimy, bro. That's grimy, Jigs. Whether we agree or don't, whether your response is business or mine is, I don't agree. It doesn't matter, bro. We could choose to do business moving forward, and I feel like Crowder is putting people on blast.
But he was already leaving, is what I'm telling you. He was already leaving. I still think it's a bad business practice.
Do you guys think when Daily Wire responded to him, even though he didn't actually oust them, it was them more just upset or just trying to cover ass?
I think Crowder was upset. I like Crowder too. I watched even Crowder. I like his content, but
I don't think he denied. I don't think he was bitter.
That's like your best friend. That's like your best friend, right? You guys grow up together. Let me see a good You guys
Wait,
are popping.
I don't think he was bitter. Blood. I think he was upset though, which he had.
That's like your friend not giving you something you asked for. Sir. That's like you going to your friend and being like, "Yo, I need this," and they're like, "Well, we can't."
Well, you know, if you touch on the subject that they're friends, that's the irony of it, because they're trying to make it like a business deal now, like you're saying, like everyone's saying it's business. But if me and you are at barbecues and we're talking, and me and you are friends, like, I don't know, that's why you don't have business with friends. I don't know, like, if that's something that they purposely did, but that.
Doesn't lead to anything good. I'm talking about a hypothetical situation because I don't think that they're
everyone is
close friends. I'm just saying.
Well, no, they actually, that's one of the basis of them saying why Steven Crowder is a piece of shit, because him and the dude that made the drop are friends.
Anybody you make a business deal with, right? Let's say we go to a function where the idea is to network and you're going to meet new people and stuff like that.
Nigga, you trying to teach business ethics, nigga?
No, nigga, I'm just giving you a hypothetical situation. I don't even remember what I was going to say. Thanks, Goose.
Oh, come on.
I really don't remember. Business
conference. You were discussing. You're discussing it from your aspect. You're trying to say that you have the right to
we're at this function, whatever the job is, whatever it is, me and you are talking. Let's say me and Swigs are talking about something. I don't know Swigs. Like, is he inclined to believe that I'm going to record him while he's offering me something at this function? Like,
but here's the difference. Is that what we have to worry about? You do know Swigs.
So
you would treat him as a friend. I felt like boring.
He does not.
I felt like boring, but wait, but give me one second. I felt like boring didn't treat Crowder like a friend with that bullshit ass contract. I wouldn't have came to you with a bullshit contract, Bob.
What do you feel was bullshit about the contract?
All that and you know what's funny? Chappelle had a skit about it. All that in perpetuity skit. All that in perpetuity bullshit.
Again, so who's gonna?
Your shit.
Where is he gonna
shit.
Go? Where is he gonna go where they're not gonna do something like that? That's one, right?
Nowhere.
Hold on, that's one, right?
You're right.
Two. Nowhere. Two. That was the initial offer.
Can you turn off your fucking alarm, please?
Negotiations are real. It's a real thing. Like, you're offered something, you don't like the offer, so you negotiate it. Don't out people. He was right in some aspects, but let's point out what he did,
that he actually made the video and came out for the purpose of it being, because it's not like he was just like, "Hi guys, watch me catch this guy in something."
It seemed just like that though, Bob,
maybe to you. No, but to you.
But Swigs.
Hold on, give it a sec, bro. Wait. Just give me a sec. It may seem like that to you, but from watching him Monday through Thursday for the last God knows how many years, you can see he's the only one who's actually been continuously banned, canceled, and all of these other networks magically have had no issues.
Jordan Peterson was banned and canceled. Mark Dice was banned. No,
they
canceled.
Weren't banned for YouTube. It was an ongoing thing.
Dice was banned from YouTube.
It's called the Crowder Rule.
Listen.
Come on.
If you look at the numbers, yes.
It's called the Crowder Rule.
If you look at the numbers and the stats and you see the difference,
you might be right.
You can see why he was saying these conservative outlets that are like in charge of like big con shit, they're in bed with the same liberals that they complain about. And they don't want you to know this. They just want you to continue watching their content so they could continue giving you what you supposedly want. But at the end of the day, they withhold to the liberal standards where they get to pick and choose if someone's deemed cancelable. And they don't care.
You know what pisses me off? You know what pisses me off? Those contracts. He made a good point. The best point that Crowder made, in my personal opinion, is the contracts are beholden to YouTube. That's a part of the fight, Bob.
So like, there is no conservative movement.
Your whole business model is beholden to the whims of YouTube.
Yeah. So
what?
Also, what they kind of like thrive on is that whole like conservative shit. And if you're conservative, but you're allowing liberal like politicians or whatever to do the same shit to you that they did to Twitter, and you're like having in the guidelines like, wait, this is something that's going to be done, so there's no legality later being sued. then you're a piece of shit. You're doing exactly what all the liberals do to begin with. So you're not really on the conservative side. You're just on the let's profit off of the conservative side, like the BLM movement.
So everybody on the Daily Wire is a piece of shit?
No, I didn't say that.
You did?
No, I didn't. I said
just you did.
He said Daily Wire.
He quoted you.
You didn't say the Daily Wire. You said everybody that's in bed with that conservative that's
everybody
under a contract with a conservative.
Well, I'm saying the people who give the contracts, the people who give the contracts, the people who are in charge of management, who run the business,
yeah,
they withhold to the same liberal ideology that was forced upon Twitter. So the movement.
So the people that they choose. So the people that they choose have.
The people that they choose.
Ideology.
No. That doesn't always work the same way. Just like the same example is every little reporter working for CNN or Fox isn't invested in Bilderberg and all of this shit that goes on in the background. Pizzagate, all this shit. They're just literally reporters.
That's a good counterpoint.
But at the same time, there are some of them that are okay with what goes on. And some of them are just like, yo, I went, 4 years or whatever, how long I went. I just need a job. And some of them you can see when you speak to them off camera, like I forgot what this guy's name is. He's a black dude. He's liberal, but he be saying conservative shit. He's bald. Van Jones, I think his name is. Every chance you catch him.
Jones is a Democrat, no?
He's a Democrat. But what I'm saying is every time you see him off camera, like he be spitting some conservative shit. So I'm not saying he's the perfect example, but that's a small sample size of where you can see they lean on camera one way, but in their personal lives, they just trying to make they just need a paycheck. I mean, I'm not saying everyone, but I can see in the Daily Wire.
I just think it's funny,
especially since you can see the reaction immediately was just like, oh, he's crazy. Look, he's turned. It's like none of them came out, reached out, gave him a phone call, went and sat down with him. Hey, why do you feel this way? They all just went on their banter, like going at him, especially Candace.
You know what's,
like you said, Goose.
Oh shit, sweet Candace. And you know, Chopped Cheese, we all love sweet Candace. Candace is awesome.
And she's the one looking better.
But I wasn't expecting her.
Yeah, she did look better, and I like Candace.
I wasn't expecting her reaction on Tim. Shout out to Tim.
Tim.
Everybody's favorite fence sitter.
Immediately she went had off. Her on it.
But you know, in hindsight, like as we're talking about it right now, it made me realize how much influence Crowder has because maybe she caught a lot of flack after he made his statement, you know what I'm saying? So I understand, but she went off on him. I thought she was at a cookout.
She couldn't have.
I thought she was at a cookout.
You know why she couldn't have? Because she made one. She commented on
recognize her.
She commented it on. She commented it on it in on her show, and then Steven had the response where he played the thing on the talk boy. Yeah, and then she went on Tim Pool, and then I heard she got crazy again, but I didn't even see the Tim Pool interview.
I didn't see her show's reaction. I saw her Tim Pool's reaction.
I think Crowder's going to Tim Pool tomorrow.
Yes, he is. I'm watching that.
Wow, okay. That's good. That's good. I mean, that's going to be a hell of a show. If he's honest and he really speaks his mind and Tim allows him to.
I hope he is because I'm rooting for him.
There's going to be a lot said and it's going to be – I mean, everyone's saying they're having dinner at the end of the night like the politicians do, and this is all just some bullshit going on. They're trying to disrupt.
But you know what's funny, though, too, though? There's a lot of smaller channels and smaller networks than DW, than the Daily Wire, that always make jokes referencing how DW is like controlled opposition. And, you know, I've had my issues with Shapiro. I'm not a big fan of Shapiro, but he's a smart dude.
You know that's not
he's
his.
He's a smart
right?
dude.
Yeah.
It's not the Daily Wire is not his.
No,
his partner is him and Jeremy Boring, the guy who responded to Crowder's video.
And
a couple of other dudes.
Did Crowder was the one that pointed out how like the anti-Semitic stuff is just like is there 100% like that?
Man, you already know the anti-Semitism
is
wild.
Realistically, who's gonna call Steven Crowder now and offer him anything? After he releases a recording of a business conversation, who's going to offer him anything? Why wasn't Crowder on tape requesting a counter offer or asking for more money or asking for something else?
Because it wasn't about the money. It was never about the money, though. That's why it was never about the numbers when it came to him. And profiting. It
wasn't about the money, Swigs?
I'm not. But no, no. You see,
for real?
You asking for real? Me a question, or you, or am I speaking on what I heard the man say?
There's a difference. You the question. That's but what it
I,
was.
But you see, it's all right. Let me answer the question after I answer what I'm.
He's grilling you.
Right? So, he asked me. Stephen Crowder is stating.
Stephen Crowder is stating it was never about the money, and that's why even when his follow-up video was going even he was double downing on it and he was speaking so on the matter. He was saying
you trust that, him as a person.
I didn't Jigs.
I'm asking you, nigga.
But this you're asking like, me questions like, oh, while I'm talking.
I'm not putting words
though.
In your mouth. I'm asking you.
Okay.
I'm but asking save you. The That's question, a question.
But hold the questions.
What is this class, nigga?
No, bro, but you was talking before. I didn't ask you no question. I'm just saying, let me get out with my train of thought. And because what you're asking me, I'm going to lose sidetrack like with Goose did to you before. And you was like, oh, I don't remember now. I want to remember.
Exactly.
I want to remember.
I asked you a question about what you're talking about.
You he know what I'm that, talking though. About. He did do oh, that. Wow. Stephen Crowder did do that. He did explain how he said it wasn't about the numbers. I'm not saying Swiggs believes him and he's going to bat for him. I'm saying Crowder mentioned Jake, that it was never coffee. About the money. And it was solely to show people how the same people who will stay there on your side, make content for you, want to have you believe in them. And look at what under the table they're involved in. I'm not saying it was fair or not. I'm just saying he pointed that out and he was showing how these particular content, whatever how is worded, they're on some liberal shit too. And don't get it twisted. A lot of the people that work for them are okay with it just because they might just need a job or some of them
buy a
just
truck.
Don't care. For reals. That's you, Jigs?
Go ahead, by Troy, bro.
That's me.
No, don't you get it. I could edit that out, but
I'm recording. You want to come be in the episode? Shout out to all my Chinese. You heard?
I'm not saying I believe.
No, but one thing I want to establish, guys, we're not questions. Arguing. We're not.
No, of course not.
Nobody's yeah, arguing. No, we're not arguing. No.
It's an
interesting
fully
situation.
Believe Stephen Crowder because I don't know him personally.
I don't fully believe.
I can
anybody,
only take face value what he's saying because I've watched him for a while. But I'm not saying that he's 100% right. I'm just saying that a lot of the stuff that he wanted to accomplish, he did get accomplished. And that's one of the reasons why they were a little startled and they came out with that video immediately to discredit him.
What did he accomplish?
Wow, are you listening to what I'm saying?
You just said what he accomplished. I need to know. I'm trying to make clear what he accomplished. What did he accomplish?
He wanted to point out that the conservative networks that claim they're for you are deeply rooted into the same liberal ideology, YouTube and censorship wise, that CNN, Google, all of these platforms were forced upon. And
how does he make everybody else look that's on that platform if they're his friends?
Well, I don't think that that's relevant because what I just stated before was that not all of them are invested in what the company is trying to aspire to. They're just trying to have an outlet themselves, and they're okay with being told you can't do this, you can't do that. Some people are. Some people like Stephen Crowder, some people like Jordan Peterson, these people aren't okay with that, and they're fully okay
Jordan
with speaking
Peterson signed to the Daily Wire.
Yes, yes, he did. And he's okay.
He also took down a tweet.
And he's okay.
In response.
Yes, and he's
in support
and he's
Crowder.
Okay with the other things that they say he can't do. Stephen Crowder showing you the things that they're telling you that you can't do. And they're based off of a lot of liberal ideas too. Because if you look at it, just off of the strength that some of the stuff that he couldn't do was just on some like, then there isn't really room for you just being yourself, full creativity. They own you in a lot of aspects. So they're just trying to profit off of you. They're just fully investing in you as numbers, not as a conservative movement. To get your voice out.
So which one on the Daily Wire would you say has a liberal or a liberal opinion towards anything?
Not a liberal opinion. Okay with being silenced and not being able to talk about things.
Who's been silent?
Matt Walsh.
You got Ben
Kirk,
Shapiro.
All of them. Just based off of just based off of their response to Kanye, you could see how they controlled. They had no they have no opinions to themselves. It was all the social media opinions. It was none of them.
But you know, they do good work independently. Just because we don't agree on
none of their takes. I'm just saying, but you can see how if they wanted to, they could have pointed. But they could have pointed out that a lot of the stuff that he was saying that was correct, that they didn't investigate to see if it had any validity towards that Twitter shit that was going on and with the swastika and everything. They just went on and just covered their own ass and they just went for clickbait and views. Oh, Kanye went crazy. This is not. But it's like, did he?
Is that the only situation?
No. That's just the most recent.
Well, like a bad take of. Where we think they got a bad take?
Yeah.
Matt Walsh, like I said,
no, it's not about having a bad take. It's not being able to speak freely about it.
I hear what you're saying,
bro.
Because I kind of agree.
Anybody can have a bad take.
Like I said, the contract negotiations is bullshit, in my opinion, because they're beholden to YouTube's rules. But now, back to shout out to Matt Walsh, What Is a Woman? But at the same time, he don't like anime. Fuck his opinion on that. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not like Eric is saying he agrees with every single thing and we believe Crowder wholeheartedly. But I do feel he shone a light on something that needed to be exposed. Because if me and you are friends, Jigs, you're right. We're going to do business, and I'm going to give you a fair contract. We don't know how much they offered him outright, because they probably offered him like $50 million. I don't believe any man is worth $50
million. I think everyone's upset that works for the Daily Wire and all these other conservatives. They're so upset because they can't swallow that. They can't do what Crowder does. And he can't bring in that Dolo that he brings in every day. So when Candace in particular was like, oh, he's not worth 120. Are you?
I don't think nobody is.
I don't think she argued that she was, though.
No. But she's not. But everything that she stated led up to he's not worth this. He's not worth that. But let the viewers decide that. Because the viewers have been showing constant numbers, nonstop, of what he's capable of. And people rather hear him before anybody else. And if you look at the numbers, like Candace, yeah, she draws in a crowd, but there's a crowd that rather hear him over her. There's few crowds that tune into Candace for more multi-topic stuff. It's more like geared to her following. Crowder, his audience is on a multi-level, in my opinion.
Like, multi-level meaning what? What does that mean?
The way he's able to reach people is not just through a singular level. He has multiple ways. His comedy, his Christian background, whether he's a Christian or not, I'm not defending him. He has a strong opinion when it comes towards the Constitution. So like all of his shit that aligns in brings a big crowd. And there's a lot of people that I follow. Like whether it's Bryson Gray or other individuals, and when I see their lives, you can see that like even their audience is a stem from them. Like a lot of people.
That's how it usually works, and then you get signed based on the people that you bring in.
Well, I think Steven Crowder should go
like you'll be
private.
Recognized if Chop Cheese gets a million viewers, they'll contact us. We ain't contacting anybody anymore.
I don't know. Like contacting us in regards to what? Like a network?
Advertising and yeah. You got a million people subscribed to your channel. That means that you can bring in revenue. You can bring a million people to a product.
I think a million viewers this day and age, it will bring attention.
A million subscribers is different than a million viewers. There's more people that'll watch your show if you have a million subscribers. There's a lot of people that watch that don't subscribe.
What I'm saying, if you have the views, that's more where people want to go. Like the subscribers will draw attention, but the views are what's actually going to engage into actually reaching out. Because
yes, you can see what I said was if you have a million subscribers, that means that you have way more views than subscribers because more people watch your channel than are subscribed to your channel.
From anecdotal experience, our channel is the total opposite. So that's why I was saying that.
More people don't watch our show than we have subscribed, you said?
I'm saying we don't have as much views on each video as it would level out to subscribers. So
not at all. It's not us. So,
No, that's what I'm saying. So we could get a million, and as if we're not producing those million views per video, like we're gonna get attention, but we're not gonna actually have people reaching out. That's what I was saying. Like there's a lot of channels who are the opposite. Like people don't want to subscribe to them and they get crazy views and get crazy revenue.
Other than Crowder, like What else was going on?
I'll leave one point with Crowder. Is he going to still be on Rumble, or is that off too as well?
He's gone. He ain't on nothing but Mudcore.
And he's only going to be no snip clips or nothing like that? None of those table shits?
I mean, off his those two videos he just put up on YouTube, he said he might do a video every now and then, but I agree, though. Strengthen your base and then start your own shit, bro. And then you don't got to worry about nobody. But on my closing opinion, if I'm doing business with a real friend, family member, I'm not looking to get rich off of you. I'm looking to get rich with you. And I think like DW, in my personal opinion, a lot of other independent commentators comment on them. And they do kind of seem like controlled opposition at times, but they do good work. If that's going to be the standard, fuck it. But yeah, at least we hold them to the fire when they do some bullshit.
Right.
In closing, that's just my opinion on them.
Well,
shout out to Matt Walsh, what is a woman.
To segue off of YouTube into the death of it's Diamond, right?
Is that Diamond? Correct? That was crazy. Diamond and Silk, right? Those
they
two
actually
ladies.
YouTube actually just Diamond and Silk, the conservatives that were heavy Trump supporters from like
I don't know who that is.
Well,
where are they from?
I'm not too sure where they're from. I do know
somewhere in Middle America.
I want to say Texas.
Black ladies, Texas.
They both died.
No, one sister died. Yeah,
Diamond.
And actually, from what I'm hearing, this you don't come here for the facts. YouTube actually yanked the ceremony that they had when her sister was speaking.
Jig, apparently they were mad popular. I didn't hear about them until they passed.
They were even at Trump rallies in 2020.
Yeah, so funny shit was when Shorty passed, Trump put out a tweet referencing, and when he spelled her heart, he spelled the word heart out. He put it in all caps. Some people were insinuating that he meant some.
Yeah.
So then her sister just went on TV the other day and was like, "Don't you dare call me a conspiracy theorist. I was there. Something happened." Da da da.
She
like,
said she died
ask questions.
She 100% said
she
that.
Used the word. She used the phrase 100%.
That my sister died suddenly, and that there needs to be an investigation. That she wants an investigation. And that,
she died suddenly. Like,
well, that's like the hashtag of everything that's in that like that in this topic. But I don't know if she was referring to the way everyone has been lately. But the way she's basically saying insinuating is because of the jab. I mean, she didn't stray really.
Oh, she got it?
Yeah. She was insinuating that her sister.
People are speculating, but nobody really knows. But
well,
I mean,
her sister
kind of
insinuated
saying
that. From what I got, yeah.
That's what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because from what they were involved in, not conspiracies, but they were involved in, you know, like that. Kind of the same shit we were involved in, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't believing type shit. We don't
speculate.
Know,
but, you got to be skeptical, bro.
But
nobody asks questions anymore.
There are people who don't believe
that shit
in
becomes
it.
Illegal before the WF makes it illegal to question.
I don't know if she was pressured into taking it or if it's something she just wanted. Those are questions I don't know if we'll get answered. But her sister definitely alluded to died suddenly and that there should be an investigation on what's going on with people.
You notice how recently, within the last couple few years, that heart hand gesture has become popular and it's all over the internet?
They doing spells, Pa?
You're gonna die.
I don't know. Did y'all see
this?
There's actually something that goes around after the flu season.
Crazy,
it's
man.
Called stroke
cold
season.
Stroke. Stroke season?
100%.
Is there a vaccine for that?
Google it on your phones. Look it. I'm not even
that
kidding. There
like
was
a crazy innuendo.
There was a doctor who was speaking, and he was saying that a lot of people forget that after the flu season, we do get hit with a stroke season, which obviously, you know, they're going to try to cover up everything that's going on with these sudden deaths, heart attacks, irregular deaths.
Good thing for climate change, because that means that it's going to change now, so it'll be something else.
You see that?
No,
it's funny, but it's crazy because
no more stroke and flu season. But if the climate's changing, right, that means that the sickness and the season should be changing too, right?
And that's why we got a stroke season now.
Because of the climate change?
Because of climate, yeah.
Climate change. Yeah.
What the Greta Thunberg?
Yo. You know, it's mad funny you said that.
You saw Did Rebel you see... News follow her?
What, before she was pretending like she was getting carried off?
And shout out to Avi. And,
oh, no, that was detained.
Germany and his peoples.
He was like, Greta, are you a crisis actress?
Yo, what about the dude that she was, I don't know if it was recent. It might be. You could tell by her face because she gained a lot of weight. Somebody was following her, trying to get her to denounce like people taking planes to the
That was new. That was a couple days ago. Okay, she went to some kind of protest and they were like, oh, so Greta, we understand your strong concern with climate change. How did you get here? How did you get here, Greta?
And what was her response? Yeah.
She laughed. She was laughing the whole way, like a real weird, nervous laugh, like a real Kamala Harris-ish.
Yo, bro, they could groom you for everything, but fear and being anxious, bro, those are shits that you just can't live with, bro. Those are shits that you just can't shake off. Unless you've been in that moment and you like a psychotic killer, no one feels comfortable when they're under pressure. Especially when you...
I agree with you, you're right.
When you're like a spokesmodel, especially for like everything, right? When it comes to climate, like,
so shouldn't you be at least accustomed to that situation?
She's too young. She's just been, yo, you could tell, like, she enjoys this shit too. Like, that smile on her face is enjoyment.
I understand that she's too young, but since junior high school, if not high school, she's been on TV. Am I correct?
Yeah, for the most part, we were,
since an early age.
So she has years under her belt, under a spotlight, right? She is the face of climate change, correct?
Yeah, for whatever.
In my personal opinion, she should be at least accustomed to all the lights and all the questions and stuff. Now
you know, I think
now there's a difference between softball and hardball questions. And
yeah, I'm that's sure the thing. That's what I was going to say.
She's lob pitched a bunch of her fucking
questions. Has anyone around her allowed to talk to her like that? Or has
no, I don't think so, and that's the thing. Yeah.
So why
I don't
now?
Think so.
So why now?
Because she's legal. Before you couldn't talk about her, she was a child, and everybody would look at you like
she's 21 now.
Because you spoke.
No, she's 18.
At least 18.
She's 18, I think.
She could have an OnlyFans.
Oh, barf. Sheesh.
Gross.
And she can talk about climate change.
She can, and she like she's eating bugs.
Excuse
and, like,
me. Yeah, she probably got a whole thing of grasshoppers and crickets and shit.
Swamp water.
She dips those shits in some fondue and she goes to town. Her nasty ass.
You think she looks like a girl that her feet are always dirty? Like the bottom of her feet? Like they're always black.
Yo.
She looks like the type of girl that was grabbed and molded from young and groomed, and now the whole world is being forced to be trained by a fucking idiot. Who believes in those cow farts and that giving money to government is going to help the cause.
Cow farts are going to destroy the world.
She was EI'd. You heard she was EI'd. She was Epstein Island.
She was Epstein Island.
Epstein didn't Epstein himself, remember?
This is the newest member of Chopped Cheese, yo.
Yo, bro, we trying to be serious here. Are you going to pull out a puppy, bro? Come on, bro.
Because y'all talking about die suddenly, bro. That shit scares
me. Nah.
You
know so...
You know how many people we got around us that are fucking vaccinated, bro? That shit is scary. I think the likelihood of if niggas keep doing that booster shit, you're going to fuck around and find out.
What was
the scale?
What are they up to?
Fuck around and find out. Remember the
scale? I got a friend, bro, that got vaccinated. Shout out to that friend because he knows exactly who I'm talking about. Dude, he got vaccinated and he is sick every other week. I'm not saying it's because of that. I promise I'm not saying this because of that. I'm just saying that he's sick every other week.
Yeah.
With a cold or
see, that's the thing. You gotta ask, is this person prone to sickness? Like, remember, there's underlined, you know, effects.
He is.
So you're wrong then.
That's why I'm saying. Right. I'm not wrong about what, Papa? What did I say? What am I wrong about? Tell me.
Because
I didn't
go,
blame it on anything.
No, just, we can go ahead and rule out that it has anything to do with Fauci.
Think he has a lot to do with everything that goes on in the city.
It's a completely innocent man, bro. He's an innocent old Italian man just trying to sell pizza sauce, bro. Let him live, bro. What? Just let him live, bro. You know? What? The sauce, the juice.
He looks like a South Park character already. Like, they don't even have to draw him funny. He looks like a South Park character.
But Goose, you seen you might gotta go soon.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I said in the since we in the season of stroke season.
There's a chat.
I gotta go.
Remember, there's a chat
here. Don't hate Choi. I gotta wrap this shit up.
Remember, there's a chat.
I'm with recording tonight again, man. I'm with it.
I'm gonna see how.
But I gotta go celebrate the Chinese New Year with my family.
I'll see how the audio goes and the video and everything.
Yeah, tell me how this one goes, because this was a good one.
Yeah, because you
I was up at 8, you motherfuckers.
Your video didn't go out. Jig's audio sounds decent, so let's see. You know,
I'm with it again tonight. On Scout's honor, bro.
No, it's just it's
how can you tell now?
Not trying to be a dick, but well, first and foremost,
tell before.
Well, first and foremost, because I can see Goose, and a big part of a video podcast is actually having his face. So
no, I'm talking about how can you hear me now? How can you tell me that you hear me better now?
Because last time it sounded like you was in a hallway and you was standing upside down, like your shit was just bouncing, like it was like
that was pretty particular.
Like the way you could hear it, it wasn't linear.
So why didn't you tell me in the beginning when we started? So we could have fixed it.
I got this crazy
background behind me.
Stick say why. I said, let me just let him not record the whole time.
Well, it sounded like a Decepticon.
Nah, so we talked about Crowder. We talked about Crowder. We talked about Died Suddenly. Is there anything like major if we don't get a chance to broadcast tonight that you guys want to let Chop Cheese know?
I remember as soon as we end this podcast.
Well, take a moment.
Anybody die?
Did anybody die relevant this week or recently? Yeah. Not that I can think of.
Diamond, bro. R.I.P. Diamond.
Oh, yeah. We spoke about her. Spoke about Diamond.
You talk about Sleepy and his... We talked about those documents? Yeah, we talked about
We did, but we didn't. We can talk about that tonight.
That video was no good. We can talk about that tonight.
Yeah, we can get... We could talk about the documents. We could talk about other conservative shit that's going on. And I don't know if there's anything going on with Twitter, but I guess we could update some Twitter shit.
Elon Musk.
The Musk guy. He smells like musk.
Musky.
So that's the closing. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Closing. I don't tie knots.
You know what I mean?
I'm suicidal.
We appreciate you guys. I think we got about 12 new subscribers. Thank you for everybody who's recently hit that button.
Join us on this magical carpet ride
called Chop Cheese as we continue to make fun of each other and make light of current events.
Out the gun.
Oh shit, are you scared? I thought there was a real gun. I look. I'm scared.
You just got us a new subscriber.
But I'm Swigs. It's Jigs. It's Goose. Papa. Your favorite opinion piece. Remember, you don't come here for the facts.